world. Well, look, you invited a guest. Can you introduce him, please?
Yes, thank you. Walking through the hard terrain, I met Nick Linenbank, and he told me he has made an operating system from scratch. You have a t-shirt which has everything on it. I would say, yeah, explain about your operating system.
Well, a year ago, I started with FreeNIC OS. It's a microkernel operating system written in C++. It's an open source operating system, so everyone who's interested can learn from the project.
Yes.
It's also the main purpose of the project is also learning about computer systems. So we pay special attention to documentation, good code quality, and for this reason we also documented the whole project in DocGen. So with DocGen you can generate documentation from your source code. So at this point in FreeNOS, NICOS, we have documented the whole system, including the kernel, the applications, libraries, all in DocGen. And at this point, the system is very experimental. It's very basic. We have some file system support. It's only read-only at this moment, but you can at this moment start a simple shell, and you can write to device drivers like serial port, and you can enter commands, and it can fork new processes, such things like that.
Oh, okay.
So there are already some people working on the project besides me.
The community is already standing up.
Yes, that's correct. For example, Koen Belsma is working on a device driver for the clock. So then it can be used to read the system time. He also works on a parser library, and he is getting ready to start writing his own file system in very soon. So.
Okay. What's the purpose of that file system? A special purpose, or also for learning purposes?
Yes, it's all for educational purposes. So it's not yet used in production. That's not the purpose of the project. It's purely educational purposes.
Okay. So. But, writing an operating system in C++ is it's not very usual, but you like it very much.
Some people say it makes the system slow. So far, we haven't had any serious performance problems. But we define several template classes. For example, a template for a list, a queue, stack. And those things can be reused in the entire system. So the kernel at this moment is only about 2,000 lines long. So it's very small. So C++ has its advantages, I believe.
I agree with you. It's I read on your website you have a very nice a wiki system that there's also a small part in assembler. That's
yes.
What's the reason for that?
You do need to do interrupt handling inside the kernel. So a small part needs to be written in machine-specific instructions. So to pop registers and push it on the stack. And such things which are very machine-specific, those parts need to be written in assembler. That's also for if you write a kernel in C, you also need to write those parts in assembler.
Okay, it's not specific to your C++.
No.
Way of working.
Nope.
Okay. At this moment, it's working on the x86 platform.
Yes.
But do you think it's you will be able to port it, for example, to the PowerPC platform? Or will it be very, very difficult?
Well, at this moment, we have thought about porting it, for example, a MIPS router.
Hmm.
We do not plan it for very soon yet, but maybe in a year or something, maybe we will try to port it to embedded systems as well. I think it will be very nice to see FreeNOS running on my router at home. So.
Okay, okay. So volunteers for the porting team, they can send you an email, I presume.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, that's... you also, when I heard it, you use the microkernel concept.
Yes.
And then first thing which comes to my mind, and you also mentioned this, is Minix from Andrew Tannenbaum. Did you study also Minix?
Absolutely. I've read his book from the beginning to the end several times.
It's
really a fantastic book. I've learned a lot about microkernels from Minix, and also several concepts from Minix have been incorporated into FreeNicOS. For example, file system processes are several processes, individual processes, and we have a process server like in Minix. We do not have yet a reincarnation server. Which can restart the drivers if they crash. That's not yet in the FreeNicOS, but
it's not needed.
It is, but we haven't had the time yet to build it.
Okay.
Yes, Minix 3 has very much influenced FreeNicOS.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Will be in the future.
Is Andrew Tannenbaum aware of your project already? Or is it a surprise for him when you're...
I believe he has seen it. I haven't got any comments from him on the project yet, but I think he has noticed it.
Okay.
Maybe he is happy with it. I don't know. But...
Oh, yeah. You don't have the discussion like Andrew Tannenbaum with Linus Torvalds already.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But I presume that will not come up then, because... are on the same concept.
Yes, of course. Well, in September, I'm going to study at the Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam, and maybe I'll meet him there. So, let's see what he thinks about it.
Okay, yeah. Then another question which came up to me is in a presentation I heard Andrew Tannenbaum. Speaking about microkernels and Linux, and he also mentioned Xen in that area. And in his opinion, when you combine Linux with Xen, you do have the microkernel concept, and you do have Linux. What do you think? Is it will it be possible to use FreeNOS in combination with Xen, or is that mutually exclusive?
I think it will be possible. I think you need to modify the kernel a bit for it, but definitely, why not? So it will be a good experiment, I think.
Oh,
I haven't looked into it yet.
Yeah. Or you can build a hypervisor in yourself.
Well, yes, all those kinds of things. The project is very much. Experimental, so all those crazy stuff, we just try it in our system, see if it works. If it doesn't, we don't commit.
If I had the quality of coding at this level, I would jump in it immediately. But
feel free to have a look on our webpage.
Unfortunately, that's not my expertise, but it's very interesting to hear about this.
Well, thank you very much. It was really good to hear about your company, FreeNOS.
Oh, thank you.
And about everything you can do.
Shall we mention the website of yours? It's
www.freenos.org.
So, okay, and where can people find you for some more information?
On my own webpage.
Webpage?
It's www.nieklinnenbank.nl.
Doesn't know, and maybe somewhere over here.
Well, yes, we were
at the tennis court.
Yeah, we are near the lake. Actually, very near to the RFM.
So people can scout you over here.
Yes.
Look for the guy with the free NOS shirt on.
Yes.
And he can help you, give you more information. Okay, well, I think it's time for some more music. Let's listen to Boca do Rio. And here we go.
Okay.
Wow. The power.